Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You know, we got Hill 0-2, and I think he was trying to throw a slider for a ball, and he just hung it a little bit. So the kid put a good swing on it and hit it, did a nice job. You know, I think he probably got a little tired, honestly, as the inning went on. He's been working really hard and doing a heck of a job, and probably ran out of a little bit of gas there and the walk, and we had a base hit.
Is there anything you liked about him against that special lineup versus Porter?
Porter's going to go on the injured list. He's got a left oblique issue, so he's unavailable.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Oh, by the way.
Oh, that, yeah, I was going to say, that is the, you know, the spit take where you're like, oh, let me just get a.
By the way, Cubs beat writers who are assembled here.
Oh, I know.
Our best relief pitcher is going on the IL.
And that, it's actually a good question. Was there something you liked about him as opposed to Porter while Porter's injured?
Yeah, that's why you didn't like using him. The thought of putting him on the mound injured would not be a good idea. But who knew that Porter Hodge was injured? Did we know that going into the game? No.
Did we know that
going into the ninth inning?
He knew it.
He did.
Yeah.
Daniel Palencia out of gas. Well, I understand the candor and appreciate it. But if he's out of gas, was he the best option?
I guess. I don't know.
It's easy to quibble when somebody blows
the lead. Clearly he wasn't because of what happened.
It's easy to quibble. I get it.
But where was that all weekend? Where was that when they were playing the White Sox?
Well, you don't ever run out of gas against the White Sox. You find the extra reserve. You find all the resolve, and you go up because it's the White Sox.
And you know, we talked about it because on Sunday, Julian Merriweather didn't do very well. I mean, he came in and he got out of it, but it wasn't like it was spotless. So that's kind of not good.
Okay.
Now you got Hodge going
on.
Let's
talk about this.
Yeah,
now.
There's a problem
because
here in the bullpen.
So
There's
been a problem with the bullpen.
Yes.
And I do wonder how wide is this circle of trust? Because guys are falling out of it with injuries now, Porter Hodge.
Right. And exhaustion.
And exhaustion, Daniel Palencia. He can't go today. He's probably too tired.
He's exhausted.
Although he wants the ball again, he did say that. I like his moxie. I like his mentality. He is a guy that does have, as they say, swing and miss stuff.
And I thought that was going to be, I thought he was going to be closer material. Try him next. Let's see how that goes.
Can I say something about what this says also about other guys in the bullpen? If you're going to, I agree with what you just said about that. Ryan Pressly must have fallen out of favor so much that he would have been, without Hodge available, your obvious ninth inning alternative. But they don't trust him enough to use him in the ninth inning yet. So he pitched in the sixth. And he might be earning his way back into that circle of trust, but I don't know.
He needs more usage, right? So you got one guy that's
seventh.
Tired.
He pitched the seventh inning,
and
yes.
You got one guy that needs more usage.
Well, I don't know that Pressly needs more usage. I just think he's not been used in high leverage situations since the meltdown.
Right, but he just needs more usage.
More consistency.
They were saying he needs to pitch more.
Last night, he pitched an inning, gave up a hit. He struck a guy out. But Pomerantz comes in. He pitches an inning. Palencia comes in, blows a save.
Yep.
The bullpen is a problem. right now it is the biggest problem. And I know it's a day after we're just talking about everything going right for the Cubs and all is well on the north side, but Porter Hodge going on the injured list, joining Shota Imanaga, your best starter, and now your highest leverage relief pitcher, both injured, not good.
And there was an update on Shota yesterday, which is he's now into June. It's May 20th. I mean, 2 weeks? Is that into June? Yes. Is three weeks into June?
We already were at June 1st for the return of Shota Imanaga. If this is into June, you can just add 2 weeks. If he's not healing well.
He's 24 days away? He's 3 weeks away?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. I think June 15th, mid-June.
All right.
So you're talking about several more starts.
That calms me down a little. When you say into June, that could be like June 30th, man.
Well, I don't know.
I'm just saying it's into June.
Yeah, the Cubs are going to have to get used to this idea that Shota is not going to be available and maybe even effective to the guy you expected before. It'll be well into June. Yeah, it's not good for a team in first place.
They're good. You know, they're playing teams they should be beating. They should be able to beat the Marlins. They came back offensively twice on them, right? So you should feel good about it.
The Marlins they do some things that are really
impressive. It's just the ending was ruined.
They rally. The Marlins now have 6 walk-off victories.
That makes no sense.
It doesn't. They have 19 victories total. 6 of them are walk-off. That is tied for first in the majors with the Giants.
That is crazy.
It is.
Just of all the, you know.
They have that clutch gene that Dustin was talking about earlier. They have the clutch gene that Dustin said the White Sox lack.
Oh, among other things.
Well, that was the tenor of the conversation.
Don't you have to get yourself in the situation to have the clutch gene?
Yeah.
And they're not in the situation to have the clutch gene. They got wiped out yesterday again because that's what happens. You want to talk about bullpen problems. Their starting pitching is okay. It held up. But, you know, Davis Martin had a good game.
Davis Martin was very good against the Mariners last night. Luis Castillo was better. And then Felix Rodriguez hits the grand slam, and
there's that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's Julio Rodriguez.
Julio.
Yeah. Julio Rodriguez hits the grand slam, and this 5-1, and they can't come back. The Sox can't mount a rally. But back to the Cubs. So tonight, you've got Jameson Taillon going for.
He's
for the Cubs, and he needs a good start.
I mean, he just needs to give up. He needs to not give a solo homer up. He's given up. It's weird. He's given up 7 homers, but they're all solo homers.
Cubs starters have been giving up home runs at a high rate lately.
Well,
he's given up 7 in his last 2 starts.
What the hell is that?
7 in his last 184 pitches, I believe. And that's not good. Cade Horton gave up 2 on Friday. We saw last night Ben Brown back-to-back to start the game. That's not a good start. And
we talked to Tommy. We told him to tell him not to do that.
We did tell him. He didn't get the message.
He said he was
going
to write it down and tell J-Mo, don't do it.
Can he join us again tomorrow? We need to send another message. Dustin wants him to get Jordan Wicks ready. I don't think that's a good idea.
Wow. He wants Brown moved into the bullpen.
You can't do that until you get Shota back.
Yeah.
I don't think you can do that.
No, you're still short a starter. But it's good to see Cade Horton. We'll see him again soon. I'd like to see him not give up a home run.
Well, thank goodness Cade Horton.
Speaking of guys you don't want to give up a home run, he gives up 1 bad homer a game is what it's been, right? He's given up 3 runs a game, basically, on a bad home run.
Yeah, I think that he has given up the long ball, but he has not let that phase him, and he's recovered well. I'd like to see him not have to recover as well, so we're not as impressed by his composure. How about just throwing 5 innings of 1-run baseball, turning over a lead to the bullpen, and then holding your breath?
Boy, we put very high expectations on people.
No, we don't.
How about you just win the game?
Realistic expectations.
If you get a lead and you go into the 9th inning, shut them down. How's that? That's not asking that much,
What's so hard to anticipate or expect 5 innings of 1-run baseball? I'm not saying complete game shutout. 5 innings of 1-run baseball is pretty reasonable to expect from a guy who is considered the top prospect in your organization.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
312-644-6767. Let's try Ken. Ken's listening on the Odyssey app. Hey, Ken.
Hi, good morning, gentlemen. You know, so far this season, the Cubs have had a prolific offense that has bailed out the team even when the starting pitching's been bad. They've been able to come back and put the team in a position to win. And on too many occasions, the bullpen has said, no, thank you. And
familiar problem.
Yeah, and I'm just wondering, I mean, we think about, we've been really elated about the Cubs' ability to come back late and win games, but all those things are doing now is offsetting the bad bullpen. Those games aren't, like, surging the Cubs ahead in the standings. They're helping the Cubs tread water because the bullpen keeps blowing games. I mean, this is the second season in a row that this has been an issue, and I just question why this is an issue again this year, and I don't know why Jed Hoyer didn't do anything more meaningful to address this in the off season, because I think it's a fair argument to say that last year the Cubs would have been a playoff team had the bullpen not blown so many.
Oh, yeah.
Ken,
yeah.
I think it's a good observation. I think it's a fair conclusion to reach. But I also think that in fairness, we'll talk to Jed Hoyer at 9 o'clock. Ryan Pressly coming from the Astros was considered at the time, and I can remember complimenting the move. This was a guy that was a successful closer. He moved into a setup role for Josh Hader, and he was looking for another opportunity to close. The Cubs gave him one. Thought he was going to be better than he has been. He had the worst season, the worst inning of any season you can imagine, and he's slowly recovering from that. He also drained his knee about a month ago.
Yes, he did.
And you wonder how much that lingers and how much we don't know about what Ryan Pressly has to go through to get ready to pitch. I'm not making excuses for him. It's disappointing to see him not live up to the back of his baseball card. But I do think that issue was addressed by Jed Hoyer because he realized the Cubs would have been in the playoffs if they had a competent closer last year instead of a piecemeal approach, and everybody failed, essentially.
Yeah, I think that there were some closers available, and they were in the hunt kind of, but they didn't get the top two guys.
And Dodgers got them both.
Yes, got them both. And you feel like the Cubs kind of settled with Ryan Pressly, and they he was apparently hesitant to come here unless he was going to get the opportunity, unless he was going to be the closer, and they reportedly acquiesced to that. And as you say, he got his knee drained relatively recently, and they've talked about him needing to get back. So there's plenty of time in the season. Listen, last year, what did they blow? 26 saves?
26 saves.
Holy 26 God. Saves. How many saves have they blown this year? I mean, because we talked
it's
about
the idea.
It's a really
good idea. Question. I need the number.
Yeah, I got to
get
find
the number.
Before we have
it's
this conversation.
Mounting. The concerns are mounting. My worry is mounting. All the worries.
Right.
One after another. Bullpen starting pitching. Leadoff man. You got me worried about the leadoff man now.
Well, you've talked yourself into a corner. You've got yourself worked up about the leadoff man.
I know. There's no reason to get worked up
about
it.
You have decided that the PCA is now the leadoff man, and it's That's fine, and it's a good argument that you make. The problem is that the manager said that Hap was going to be out for 10 days or whatever, and then he was going to lead off when he came back. So I just don't know how those two things
correspond. All right, let's take a deep breath here, because I do think it's a good time to just at least address that.
Okay.
We don't have to be considered lineup beasts. I think this is just a real practical approach to lineup configuration. Pete Crow Armstrong is, as we discussed yesterday, and everybody realizes, one of the best players in the National League, in the major leagues this year.
He's top five, John Heyman was forced to say.
So you did coax that out of him.
Thank you.
So if that is the case, wouldn't you want him at bat as much as possible? With due respect to Ian Happ also, you're kind of giving a nod of respect his way by saying, you know what, you're going to be effective whether we hit you first, whether we hit you third, whether we hit you fifth. He's batted at all three spots throughout the course of his career. You can look at the numbers. As I said in the 6 o'clock hour, his highest slugging percentage, his highest OPS, is when he's batting fifth. He has a history of batting third. Remember that season where, why is Ian Happ batting third so often? Well, I think now, with Kyle Tucker maybe struggling in a relative way, PCA, maybe Tucker, Happer, Suzuki, Bush, or Bush, Suzuki, to break it up. I wouldn't be opposed to that. I just don't think it makes sense.
Could you go PCA, and then could you move Happ there maybe? Or Happ third? He's not
I think third second. Would make sense.
So who would it be? PCA, Seiya?
Tucker. I think Tucker.
I'm saying.
You want to move him?
Well, I'm just saying. He's the guy's in a slump.
Then I would put
Seiya. Would he hit Seiya. Better at five?
Seiya, yeah.
Should Tucker be the guy that moves down a spot? Or
yeah,
two?
You know what? Maybe for a while.
Just for a week.
Ride the hot streak as long as you can. PCA is really a guy that you want at the top of the order because of his speed, because of his power, because the more bats, the better. And that's the way we've led to believe the leadoff, the new modern baseball treats the leadoff position.
You know, Happer has been fine as a leadoff guy. I think he's done really well as a leadoff guy.
He grinds
guy.
Out at bats.
He does.
He makes a starting pitcher.
He makes the guy throw some pitches. He looks at his stuff. Everybody
exactly.
gets to see his stuff. I think there's a certain element of his game that he understands baseball. He understands what is the role of the leadoff hitter. I think PCA, I don't know that I feel – I think – his speed would suggest, God, just let that guy get on base. You're going to get a run immediately, and that's going to create havoc, as we talked about.
I like that idea.
The chaos.
I also know texters. Thank you for reminding me. He does strike out a lot.
Yes.
More than you would want your typical
right.
leadoff hitter to do. He does hit home runs, which, yeah, they could be solo shots, but he is somebody who wreaks havoc. He is
yeah.
the...
You want him at bat as much as you
remind
can get him.
Me the... potential chaos anytime or
produces chaos.
Produces chaos anytime. You dubbed him that, and I love it
PCA.
Because that's why you want him at the top of the order. So look, it's not a huge thing, but as you continue to mix and match, the Cubs have an embarrassment of riches offensively. It's why they are where they are. Miguel Amaya last night, how about that? 5 runs batted in.
That was fantastic.
They are getting such production out of the catching position that you can tinker with the other spots of the order. Carson Kelly and Miguel Amaya, thank you, Jordan Bastion, for this. They're the only pair of catching teammates to have multiple 5 RBI games in a season since RBIs became official in 1920. That's history.
Yeah.
They have historically good start to the season from the catching position. So leave those guys at the bottom of the order where they are. Just kind of mix and match with the top of the order. It's okay, even if he said last week, when Ian Happ returns, he's the leadoff man. People change their mind all the time. We do it every day. So, Craig Counsell, it's okay to put PCA at the top.
But he said, no. Let's get to the phone lines. 312-644-6767. Tony's in Wonder Lake. Hey, Tony.
Hey, good morning, guys. I was talking to Dustin before he put me up. And I'm just going to preface this by saying this is completely op-ed. I have absolutely no proof to back this up. But in my opinion, when Theo Epstein was in town, he pretty much had carte blanche. After all, he was the most brilliant mind in baseball. The Ricketts family knew where he was going to take them, and they had ultimate confidence that he would accomplish that. Okay. After he left, they gutted the team. Jed Hoyer takes over. I don't think the Ricketts family treats him with the same amount of respect and reverence that they did Theo Epstein. And I think because of that, if Jed has certain ideas about how he wants the bullpen constructed, let's say, and he doesn't have that carte blanche attitude from the Ricketts. So in my opinion, I think they're making decisions now on based on money rather than what the boss is telling them. So I'd like your opinion on that and see what you think.
Thanks, Tony.
Tony, you're a great caller. Really appreciate your contributions. I don't agree with that at all. I think that they have respect for Jed, and I don't think that Jed Hoyer's moves are any reflection of the respect that the Ricketts have for him. I think that he is somebody that they value. They are given every chance to succeed. The resources, that's a different conversation.
But you know, listen, they spend money. They spend a lot of money. The problem is maybe everybody just wants them to spend more. They're not the Mets. They're not just going to give out contracts and get people. And they're not the Mets. Jed has to operate within their budget. They've explained this 1,000 times. The budget comes from all the things. They put the team money back in the team budget, and that's what you spend. They don't go over the top. Are they buying up stuff and doing? Yes, but that doesn't mean that they're taking money off the field.
I also don't think Theo left for any other reason except for he did not want to be the guy who dismantled the championship core.
Right. I think you're probably right on that.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.